Welcome to this very special episode of Demobile Gear Season 12 Recaps from Reality TV Warriors. My name is Michael Armstrong, and joining me live from the press room in Antwerp is Logan Saunders.
How's it going?
It's, 12:56? The screening begins in 4 minutes' time, and we are about to find out whether Logan is wrong or whether everyone else is wrong. Are you still confident on your Senna prediction?
Not at all whatsoever. I am anticipating taking a big L tonight.
Excellent. I'm anticipating you taking a big L as well. We will inevitably check in after the finale.
So it is 2:33, and I mean, we've taken half an hour just to recover from Logan being right again. 4 for 4, baby. 4 for 4.
Yeah, you gotta stop coming to Belgium for these finales.
I really do, because I'm always right on every other one, and apart from the ones I attend.
And then I'm only right whenever I come here.
It's so really 3 for 3. It's really irritating. And I mean, obviously this year it's less irritating because I still won the pool. I still won first suspicions. I've probably got a decent chance on suspect list, I think. I don't know how many people are still on Senna. 37% apparently.
I guess it depends how many people were listening to you about Mikael, and that gives you an outside shot to still win the suspect list.
But I mean, looking at the first suspicions list as we did when it was actually revealed, there were a lot of people who were swayed by me just picking Senna anyway, which is fun. So there's like, how many people? What, 3, 5, 8, 10? 10 people with the first suspicion of Senna, I think it is.
Including the Flemish public?
No, the Flemish public had Bernard as number one.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Bindles is the only one who didn't, and Bindles put him in ninth.
So he's not winning, in other words.
Nah. So in summary, I think after last week, when I said suck it Saunders when I got the reveal, suck it Bindles.
Yeah, poor Bindles. He was so close to the perfect score on was it suspect list two where he was going to get a perfect score?
Yeah, he would have got a perfect score on suspect list. And now he won't. Yeah. Yabu, sucks to be you.
Yeah, just... That's just how it goes.
Welcome to the Losers Club, Bindles, because you ain't winning this year.
I can't believe how much I lucked out, though, with Stephanie being executed a couple rounds ago.
So
I'm just
annoying.
Saying, well, I guess I'll go with Senna.
But, I mean, at this point we can say it presumably would have been Mikael who would have gone instead, and we would have then had 2 weeks of no Mikael. So was it a good enough trade-off?
Yeah, well, I mean, we got to hear his Bocelli impression tonight.
Oh, Pinocchio. I just see Pinocchio. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Pinocchio's just leaving the room.
Oh.
with Senna, by the look of things.
Oh, the nose hasn't moved at all.
No.
I guess Senna can finally tell the truth now.
Exactly, yeah. He no longer has to lie to any of us. Hopefully at some point we will find out if he's going to lie to us to our face.
Yeah.
So it is 3:32 p.m. and we have just had our little chat with Gilles. We haven't had a recorded chat with you, we just had a chat with Jill. His introduction was genuinely, which of you am I laughing at then? And the answer, sadly, is me. And he was very impressed by the suspicions docs and the first suspicions as well. So, you know, more points for me. There's a lot of fun sabotages coming next week, I think. Interesting.
So how does it feel to now be able to say you are the mole?
It's a relief. It's a relief. It's been really fun to play and tease people the last 8 weeks when they were getting too curious or trying to ask me questions like, who am I in the game? But it's going to be cool to finally be able to talk honestly about my experience there. So it's a relief.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at our stats, you were quite suspected.
Yeah. true.
But even by the end, I was wrong.
Really? Yeah. Okay, that's a compliment. That's nice to hear.
Yeah. I've done 4 finales now, and I'm always wrong.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Maybe you should just start picking other names then.
Yeah. It's only seasons where I attend the finale.
Yeah.
The ones where I don't, I get it right.
Yeah, okay. I think in the polls in Belgium as well, I was amongst the lead suspects from episode 2.
Yeah.
But I mean that's not unlogical because I was the mole. So it's not a bad thing that people can actually be right. And I think I sabotaged every game except for one.
Yeah.
So, you know, it figures that you become a suspect when you do suspicious things.
Maybe the public might just be really smart too.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's still a game and it's it's okay to be right in the game. Yeah, so yeah.
It's the one bit of pride you can take this year is that you were actually right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stephanie being executed really.
Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, well, fall back to center.
I think for a lot of people that was the case, yeah.
Were you excited when you found out it was going to be Sicily?
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah, I'd never been to Italy before, and you know, Italy is an amazingly cool and pretty country with lots of history and lots of cool cities and architecture and good food. So yeah, good wine also. So yeah, I was very happy with the destination.
Was
absolutely.
Was that as exciting as the bathtub?
A lot more exciting than the bathtub. You know, I want to go to Sicily again. I never want to go into that bathtub again. Definitely not.
Were you excited when you realized you were going to get the bathtub?
I actually only believed that it was actually going to happen when I was at the door and I met Bernard's mom. I mean, up until that point, I couldn't believe that it was actually going to happen. And then being in the bath was the weirdest thing I've ever done in my life.
But was there another one you would have wanted to do if it wasn't that one?
I think both others were kind of cool. Meeting Romelu Lukaku, definitely. I'm a big football fan. I'm a big Lukaku fan, so that would have been really cool. And biking down the Etna is also really sick. But, you know, I think the bath was also memorable, but in another way.
I mean, regardless of whether you were the mole or not, you would always be remembered. Because
yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. Yeah, yeah. I've looked forward so much to that episode just to see that image.
Well, Gilles sent me an email 2 weeks ago, and he's like, "Look forward to episode 7."
Yeah. yeah, definitely. I laughed a lot, and I got so many reactions after that episode.
Surprising.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get to pick whose mom you got to be?
No. Because me as mole, I knew who was going to tell the truth and who was going to lie at the table, but what the actual things were we were going to do was also a surprise for me, just to keep my reactions sincere, and the less you have to know, the better. So I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't know who it was going to happen with, so it was all a surprise.
Yeah. Would you consider Gnocchi a pasta?
Gnocchi a pasta?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This was an argument we had at the time.
Yeah, because in the game they say it is, but I think it's made out of potatoes.
It is, yeah.
So I mean, if you have to look up a definition, I would say it's not a pasta. Yeah. No. Yeah, definitely.
I think Sicily's the only place that considers it a pasta.
Ah, really? Okay, didn't know that. Yeah, okay.
Because I ended up going down a deep rabbit.
Yeah. Really? Okay, so you had the definite answer.
Yeah,
like
I believe it's Northern Italy. Sicily.
Ah, okay. So where we played the game is what it was a pasta.
Yeah.
So they were right technically. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Play by home rules.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, this may stray into reunion territory. What was your favorite of the challenges?
My favorite of the challenges, to sabotage or to play?
Both.
I think my favorite sabotage is the one with my mom.
Yeah.
Firstly, because I could do it with my mom, and I love her very much. We have a very strong connection, and it was a sabotage with a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
Some preparation work as well, and because I used my Dublin coin, it was like kind of a bit risky too. But all these different things turned in my favor, so that was really cool. That's one I'm pretty proud of. And then maybe the most spectacular ones, the one with the bungee, that was really cool. Because, you know, I like doing those things, but I was also so afraid, so that was a big adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
And then maybe the opening one as well, like when we were hanging outside the boat, meeting everyone, the location was super crazy, it was just starting with a bang, you know, so that was really cool.
I'm guessing your mum doesn't know yet.
No.
How
do you
think she's going to react when she only finds out you are the mole?
Yeah.
She was an accomplice.
Yeah, definitely. Without her knowledge, she was an accomplice, yeah. Her reaction there was instantly saying to me, "You're the mole."
Yeah.
Because I did that move, which was very suspicious, but by now she's doubting again.
Yeah.
So I think there's a 99% chance she's going to cry when she finds out. And I think she's going to be really proud and really happy, yeah.
Anything else, Logan?
No, I don't know.
Nothing you can think of. Well, it's been lovely meeting you then.
Yeah, same. same. Yeah.
Confusing me again.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get the laughing out of the way at me if you want.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's a fourth time in a row. It gets a little boring to laugh at you. I'm used to it by now.
Logan did have one major question up during the season, which is... So Logan had a theory when the bleating came up with Philippe that once you reach a certain age, you can bleat perfectly. So as a test subject, we're asking people of different ages to do it.
Yeah.
To see whether they actually can, so we can work out what the Bath Bank Courteous line is.
We think pretty young.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty, right. Yeah. Pretty young. Yeah. Right, yeah. I think you're okay, you can
drop down. Yeah. How many people have bleated here?
I think it's a few at this time. You are not the first person we've asked to bleat.
This is a very weird press room, yeah. You two guys.
That's the one thing that Michael, out of all of my ramblings of the season, that's the one thing that Michael just clung on to and has distributed out.
As opposed to all the correct theories you've...
I mean, the main thing of the season that you are aware of is the nicknames.
Yes. I haven't heard them all.
Yeah, I was going to say, non-leading question, how many of the episodes have you heard?
I've heard the first one, the second one, and the next to last.
Yeah, because...
Something like that.
I mean, it escalated.
It did, yes.
There were 25 in the week before you, or the day before you emailed me.
I think the best one was the Mario Batty. No, so that was episode 4, so... one in between.
Koopa Patrick Papa, that was one of my favourites.
Yes.
SpongeBob SquarePants was another delight.
No, that one I didn't like, but I'm not opposed to silliness, so I embrace it, so
yeah.
I kind of see what you do. But it's what I emailed you. I mean, somehow you made Papa Bear look okay, feel okay, which of course it isn't. Still not.
Yeah.
I mean, as compared to everything else.
I mean, I genuinely don't think we can do this nickname joke again next year.
No, no.
Because, I mean, I have about 35 written down in front of me.
Yes, please delete them immediately.
I mean, we started normally with Pasta Bear, Papa Orso.
Pasta Bear is actually pretty okay.
The God Papa.
Yeah.
Then
does it have to be Papa? I do not have any children to begin with, so not that I'm aware of.
Well, it started with the grease, and Logan reminded me he came up with or started the Papa Bear thing, so it's his fault, not mine.
Because it's from a Stephen Colbert bit on his America, where
I know the expression, of course, I know the expression Papa Bear, but I don't think I resemble him much.
Well, it was because we had contestant Jill in that season as well, and we didn't want it to get confusing by saying Jill said this and Jill said that.
Why. Okay.
So it ended up being Papa Bear and Baby Bear, and a legend was born.
I mean, Godfather would have been okay, but no, that's not true.
What about Podfather?
Podfather, but that's you. I mean, that's not true. I do have a podcast.
Yeah.
I do have one, but I'm not a Podfather.
Yeah.
I'm a TV.
Yeah.
Dude.
TV dude, TV host, both work.
Yeah.
I think the funeral list did really make me laugh with it. Papandle in the Wind was a favourite.
Wow. That doesn't even have any resemblance to the original word.
You'll Never Papork Alone by Gillian the Papacemakers.
Wow. Look at him. He can't talk.
Me and Bindles had so much fun writing these, I'll be honest. He's a bad influence on me.
Have you got any questions about the show?
You might meet him next year. He is talking about coming next year.
Wow, the guy's Australian, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Suddenly had this Australian invasion.
Yeah, because the guy's from Eggplant are here, but they're originally from New York, I think, no?
Yeah, somewhere in America. Okay. So we did actually have some questions about the show, you'll be pleased to know, other than can you bleat and what do you think about our nicknames?
I bleat, so now let's go on.
Thomas wanted to know what the task that they got to skip from the tattoo and haircut challenge was with the Chupamela action.
Oh, the bee task. Wow, I don't remember.
Because we never saw it on the screen. It's the only one we didn't see.
No, that's right. No, the other two stops, I think they had to do the bee tasks. Can I check up on that?
Yeah,
I don't remember, actually. Was it something good?
Well,
I really don't remember.
It was likely something good. But
it was likely something stupid.
Yeah.
That's who we are. But you mean in the doctor's office?
Yeah, it was in the doctor's office. Yeah. So that suggests something medical.
I wouldn't put it past us.
Neither would I.
I don't remember right now.
Dr. Mario.
Yeah. Matil Moll wanted to know, how do you make your own spag bol?
I do follow an original Bolognese recipe from Bologna. Some Italian once scolded me because I made it the wrong way, and he explained very patiently that you don't use passata or any tomato sauce, just a little bit of tomato puree. So since then I've been making like that. It is way better.
Yeah. Do you include bacon in it?
Version. No, but pancetta.
Yeah.
It's quite essential, actually. Mm. Pancetta. That's remember it, because it's not bacon. It hasn't got anything to do with it. It has a much finer, deeper taste. And it's the base of a great sauce. Ragu bolognese.
Yeah. Is there footage of you doing the Mario Kart challenge?
There is not. We did not have time.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Well, you want to see you throw bananas through hoops?
Well, I mean, I would have managed better than Senna has. Maybe not the driving, because he's quite a good driver, but the banana throwing I would have done better, I think.
I do have to pull you up on saying that Mario's Italian as well. He's not. He's from Brooklyn.
He's Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Well, either way, he's Japanese.
Yeah.
I mean, what did I say exactly?
You said that Italy claims that he's one of the most famous Italians.
You know,
he's
that not. That was one of the lines we had to really, really think about, because you get hit with copyright claims faster than you can blink. So I couldn't say Mario Kart.
Yeah.
As such, I had to say his name is Mario. He likes to ride or drive a kart.
Yeah.
Also, the music had to be just far away enough.
Yes.
From the original score.
Because they're very Nintendo get
nitpicky about it.
Very nitpicky about it. Nintendo. I mean, we talked about Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the film at the time, because they used the Great Fairy's Fountain theme from Zelda.
Yeah.
But they had to go all the way to the top of Nintendo to get permission.
Wow.
For they had to basically beg and plead the president of Nintendo to get permission to use Great Fairy's Fountain theme for the franchise.
I rewrote a couple of times what I was going to say because of that specific reason, and we didn't want you don't want beef with the Japanese.
No,
I don't.
Our good friend Dan Peake wants to know, what's your favorite Bill Murray film?
Oh, Lost in Translation by miles.
Would you like to wish him a happy Groundhog Day, because he's obsessed with that film?
What's his name?
Dan Peake.
Dan Peake.
Dan Peake, yeah.
Dear Dan Peake, happy Groundhog Day, my friend.
That will make his life.
Okay.
And he also wants to know, which came first, the idea of a body-based game or setting something in that city that looks like a body? Centuripe.
So which came first, you mean?
Yeah, he wants to know whether the idea of filming there came first or the game of filming somewhere that looks like a body.
I think filming there related to the shape of the city.
Yeah.
And then we kind of themed it into the Mafia episode that we did. So I think the shape of the city was first. I may be mistaken, but I think it was like that.
Happy the Tomato also wants to know, have you ever been to jail for instigating a drunk museum heist, encouraging shoplifting in Greece, multiple instances of explosions, or location scouting for the show?
I have excessively good lawyers, so no. But I should be. I definitely should be in jail.
One question for me as well. Off the back of us speaking to you in 2021, how is it possible for people to find doublers on a beach in Sicily and we've still not had any useless pieces of wood?
We have checked up on that story.
Yeah.
But the doubler that the girl holds in her hand is, I think, three times thicker than what we used. Which makes or leads me to believe it might be some kind of prank.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but the thing is, there was no doubler involved in that challenge.
Yeah, I was thinking
they weren't
that
on set. And the players, I mean, who had them? It was Bernard, I think. Yeah, it was Bernard.
Yeah, it was Bernard.
He didn't report losing one, so it's actually impossible that it's one of us, of ours. So I think it might be a prank. Not sure, though.
Yeah, because you did promise us some Pasfragen or Freistellingen 3 years ago, and we've not forgotten.
I promise so much.
I know you do.
I don't think I've got anything with me here.
Well, hold you to it next year, then.
Next year, yeah.
Again, 4 years.
Have rotten away by then, but I'm sorry. Remind me beforehand, and
I'll
take some of it.
Which one of the four tasks last week would you have wanted to do, and why was it being in a bath with Bernard's mum?
Sadly, I would have preferred Yetna, I think.
Yeah.
Because that is fucking
awesome. Pretty cool.
It's really, really cool. The downhill mountain biking is cool anywhere on Earth, but on the Etna, So I've met Romelu Lukaku 10 years ago, so I had that cross off the bucket list, so I think I would have picked that. The bath I would have gladly let you do. Yeah.
And Fuzzy wants to know whether the Pandora's Box punishment was the same as it would have been in Greece.
There is a little difference, but it's more of a nuance. So actually,
because there was no screens in Greece, was
there? Yeah, there were no screens in Greece. Actually, it's like a 2.0 version. It got updated a little bit, but the gist of it is the same.
Because that Pandora's Box was a wedding gift to you, wasn't it?
It is.
I believe.
Yeah, I've read that.
I read things.
Actually, so I got married between Greece season and this one, and they organized a whole game around the Pandora's Box, which was actually first buried in the park next to our home, and then later on the gift was buried in my backyard. And I have not been able to fulfill the quest, so I'm the host of a show with a lot of elaborate games, and I'm not even capable of following a simple trail. But the colleagues, actually the people who make this show, did give me the box. It's then spent, I think, 2 years in my garage, and then we finally cleaned it up and reused it now. Or it drifted all the way from Greece.
Well, yeah, I choose to believe that it drifted all the way from Greece, just because, you know,
I know,
it was beautiful. It's anything you want to ask, Saunders?
You're quite silent.
Yeah. I'm the one with the... I've got the questions everyone's sending.
Yeah, otherwise it's going around.
That's why I turned him away from him.
Senna. Yeah. Yeah. So he was your suspect. No. No,
Stephanie for most of it.
Yeah, right.
So what Logan hasn't told you is that he really thought it was Mikael, but didn't want to pile on me and Bindles.
Which is kind of cool way to play, no?
Yeah.
You don't want to be on the same suspect.
No.
Because we were watching Vidim earlier this year, and all three of us picked the same mole all the way through.
Yeah.
It's
10-10-10 for Vidim this year.
So I thought it would be really boring if we ended the season the
There should be some pairing between you guys, no? Some.
What we need is Logan to get the Papa Bear Cackle eventually.
Well, he won't, because he keeps on being right.
I know, that's the problem. We need to. I need to sabotage him.
Logan, we try to guide him in the right direction. Like, he doesn't listen, so sorry, man.
I know. I'm just used to it at this point, to be honest.
One thing that we noticed, too, is that since the Germany season, every winner and runner-up has been male for 3 years running now.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, because we had two female moles in those two seasons. That's right, yeah. I mean, I don't pay too much attention about how much males, females we have. I like the idea of a boys' final, because there is always some kind of sausage fist bromance thing happening either way you put it. And those three, Lloyd and Baha and Peter had the same vibe going. I would one day maybe like an all female final. Yeah. I don't know. It hasn't happened.
A sausage per party, as I put it last week.
Wow. He still.
I was quite proud of that.
Does he ever stop?
I was quite proud of that one. I have to admit.
So what led to Senna being picked as the mole compared to what made him stand out as the one you wanted to pick for?
Oh, we are very silent and secretive about how we pick the mole. Yeah. But the. What I can say is that I'm very glad we picked him, because I think no one would have done it better. I keep saying this is a season where doublers were involved, which potentially were a catastrophe for the mole, because if you're a little bit unlucky, if you don't stop a strong group, then you end up with a pot of like €50,000, which you don't want as a mole.
So you just got to pick the weakest group possible.
So so what you're saying is everyone apart from Senna was really weak.
They were not very, very aware of the weapon they had.
Yeah.
Because each time you you end up using a doubler, you kind of the mole has to sabotage it. He has to come forward, which Senna has done brilliantly, and I think he won that game fair and square because he has been absolutely fearless. I think Bernard will call him like that in the last episode, fearless, which is the mole he needed in this season. And it's pretty cool, because all but one task he did sabotage.
Yeah.
So that's an amazing statistic if you think of it.
That seems to be a common trait amongst all the moles you've had, is that almost like that fearless quality.
I think it's interesting, because it makes them likable. It's very playful as well, which is important, and also it enables some people, not all of them, to find them all.
Yeah.
Right, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, as we will find out in Suspect List, I suspected him a lot. I just didn't suspect him in the end, which is all that matters. One thing that we were wondering about is, was Senna able to give Lynn the doubler because he knew that she was furthest away from him? I presume you're going to answer that
No, we don't tell the mole.
Yeah, because that was established.
That was we generally don't do that, because it's too easy.
Yeah.
But he started thinking. He knew some people might have been onto him, but he knew for sure that she wasn't.
Yeah.
At that point, it's quite a good idea to give it to someone like that. So you actually see him bury his head in his hands in the episode. It is to mask his laughter. Because
he knows about what's probably about to happen.
Yeah. But we didn't tell him. He didn't ask as well.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Because I was wondering that with the with when you established at the start of the season that we'll never tell you who's
going home. But of course,
but then obviously you know, he had that opportunity.
Some insight the week before with the hacking game.
Well, that's
some,
what I mean,
not
yeah.
all, and that can change, of course, in the course of a few days. So, but it was like. A smart gamble,
yeah,
and it turned out great for him.
It's a gamble I would have taken in his case.
Of course, yeah,
yeah.
What you want is, I mean, you're
well,
he was
well, exactly, yeah.
He was what's the right word? He was ecstatic.
Yeah,
that evening he really was ecstatic because he just had managed to lose 9,000 with his mom,
and then
lose the last double as well.
Yeah,
perfect day for him.
How was filming in Sicily as a location compared to the other seasons? It seemed like to us as the audience that it went
smooth.
A lot easier than other seasons.
Maybe not a lot, but definitely easier, yeah. We didn't have any catastrophes or
broken elbows.
No broken elbows, no cameras that caught fire, no helicopter crashes. No, it was actually pretty okay. It was still very tiring but everything worked out fine, especially that one day in Palermo where we sent them to Belgium and to Rome, and the fact that we've got them back in time to shoot the table scene with Pinocchio was a gamble as well, and we were very happy that it worked out because it could have gone wrong very easily that
yeah
day. It didn't. We got lucky at some points, yeah.
Yeah, because it was really tight, I guess, there's with the filming schedule. Like, everyone, that was the most, like,
actually,
high
there was
moment
yeah,
the
yeah. Yeah, because it started the day before. We had to kick him out of the puppet theater in time because the flights don't wait.
Yeah.
All the while pretending there was no rush so as not to alert them. Then you had to beat traffic to get to the airports or the train station. Then the trains and the flights had to be on time.
Yeah.
They are sometimes not. I mean, these things happen. So there were a lot of moving parts. And it was really cool to have him back. It's probably my favorite day of the whole season, that one.
And you then got to relax for the day.
Well, no, because we... no, we had a different location lined up for this, but the weather was so bad we had to find a new location and then light it out, write the camera plan, write new scenarios to drive around the table with the cars and think about how to film it. So basically the day went straight to finding a new location. The garage wasn't planned originally.
So you couldn't even swim across the Strait of Messina, even if that was the task.
I think I might even drown in a bath, so it was a very bad idea to put me in the sea.
What was the original location? Was it outdoors?
It was like some kind of Lido, which is a pier that juts out into the sea, I think. Something like that, outside. But the wind and the rain made it impossible. It was beautiful as well, but I think this was more... Reservoir Dogs vibe, which was actually nice.
And you had to make sure Pinocchio works as well.
Pinocchio works all the time. I mean, he gets a little cold. He's here. Have you seen
him? Yeah, I have seen him. I've seen a glimpse of him somewhere.
He's very silent. And he behaves. So,
I'm pleased you appreciated Gippepetto as well.
Yes. Maybe that's the least... No, I don't know which is the worst and which is the best. I'm going to settle with Papa Bear, it's all right.
Yeah. We have the official stamp of approval for Papa Bear now that we've bullied you into it, basically, at this point. Victory after 4 years.
It took a while.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's taken us 4 years, but we've ground you down enough to actually accept Papa Bear.
I might not accept the election result here. But I hope you guys enjoyed the season.
Yeah, we loved it.
Thank you again for keep talking about it. It's cool.
Our pleasure. As you well know, we love to fly over.
Yeah.
And
no, it's really cool.
See you and get laughed at by you, in my case.
That's what I'm here for.
Yep.
Yeah. If you want to get laughed at during the year, drop me an email.
Yeah, you don't have to be here for finale. Just come here in general.
Yeah. You're here for two things, good TV and laughing at me.
Yes.
Nothing
also
else.
Getting drunk later on.
Yeah.
That one as well.
Anything else, Saunders?
I think we're good.
Cool.
Cheers, thanks for having me.
So it is 4:47, and whilst we didn't record it, we did just have someone come over to us and go, "What the fuck are you doing here?" And it turns out it was Michael de Cavalier who hosted the original Belgian version, and Logan had no idea who he was. And you may be able to hear his cackling in the background.
So, how do you feel about winning the season?
Yeah, how can I feel? I mean, yeah. What can I say? It was crazy, you know. It's a dream to compete in this TV show. It's so nostalgic for me because I watched it like when I was 8 years old, and then you can compete, and the next best thing is to win the whole thing, and that's what happened. So I'm very grateful and happy.
Would you have wanted to be in the mole if they'd asked?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I said so before when we were doing the talks. I was like, they always ask, "Do you want to be the mole?" And I was, really sure. Yeah.
It's either that or for the first challenge, you're stuck alone in a boat. Apparently, if you don't say you don't want to be the mole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But even then, that was very suspicious to me. Yeah. You know, it would be so typical to make her the mole because it could be several things. Like the first time she asked, she said no, but they convinced her, and eventually she said yes. That was all in my head, so I didn't.
You didn't trust it necessarily.
Yeah.
Always be careful in this show.
Did you partially put Lynn on your quiz for like the first round then?
Yeah. Yeah. She was. Oh, I have to watch her. This is too easy. They wouldn't do that.
Did it amuse you knowing that Flanders suspected you the most in the first week?
Yeah, it was, but. I thought I only did things there that a mole wouldn't do, but I was on screen a lot. So when people see someone a lot, they think, oh, that's suspicious. I think that was the thing. But I didn't really understand it.
No, neither did I. Because I was saying this to Jill earlier, like, you were bottom of my list in the first week because I'm like, I would can't be.
No. But it's the mole, and that's the thing. Even when you think it can't be, it can. Yeah. So that's the crazy thing about this show.
Yeah, the next thing you know, Comfort is the mole and just blows everybody away.
Yeah.
I've attended four of these finales and got it wrong four times now. It's really rather annoying at this point.
But the first time you're right, it will be marvelous.
Yeah, he's done three and got him right three times.
Whoa. Yeah, so only when I come here, I'm right. And then if I stay home, I'm wrong. But when he comes here, and it's the opposite for him.
You can keep coming to that.
Yeah, I'm worried about about showing up here again just to break up the streak because the best part is when Joe Lacoste is here with us and then he laughs at Michael every single time he's wrong.
It was genuinely, which of you am I laughing at? Sadly, it's me as always.
Awesome.
How did you feel about Sicily as a location? Were you excited?
Yeah, I was. I mean, I really underestimated it. Yeah. I didn't know enough about it. And the first thing in mind would be like, I want to go to the other round of the world, but I got to know it, and it's so beautiful. I mean, the nature, the kitchen is great.
It's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
Do you have all the types of pasta memorized now? Have you gone through the whole list since the
I know the one goal? Thing, and that's important. Fucking tagliatelle. That's the most important.
What was your favorite challenge of the season?
The 24 hours away from the group to meet a world star footballer, and that was awesome. I mean, the whole thing, like, you read the card and you're going on a trip to play football with Romelu Lukaku. I was like, no, I don't believe this. So I have to tell them, is it the truth or how does this work?
Was there another one you really would have wanted to do if you couldn't do that one?
No. I would choose not to go.
I'm genuinely fascinated if you'd got that one, who they would have sent you to see.
I hope it was Senna's mom. But I still want to go in bath with Senna's mom to repay. That's something I'm going to do with the money. I will see how much it costs, but we'll make that happen.
I have completely. I had a question in mind. I have completely forgotten what my next question was going to be. Significantly.
Logan also had a theory over whether people of a certain age can bleat after Philippe managed to do it. Are you able to bleat like a goat or not?
Me? I'll try. That's my best.
Not bad.
We're working out the average age of who can actually bleat or not. Based off
but Philippe can do a lot of things. You would be surprised. He's a man of many worlds.
Yeah.
What's the most impressive thing he can do?
He can figure dive, if I say that correctly. He's been a figure diver. So
Free diving.
Figure skating and free diving. Yeah, free diving. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, the first time he got a pool, he was out. So that was a bit ironic.
Yeah.
Anything you've got to ask on us?
Was there any round where you were really nervous about being eliminated, where you're thinking, oh man, I might be on the wrong track?
Yeah, second one.
Second
round, because I didn't do the test in the first round. So I had a small disadvantage that I didn't know how it was going to go. And I wasn't certain about that one. I thought, especially because it took very long. Mm-hmm. Like Caroline was the fifth screen, I think.
Yeah.
So the screens keep going. And I was like, oh, fuck, no. Mm-hmm. I was very happy about my free pass in the first episode. But there are some things I didn't count for, like people didn't want to share information with me.
Yeah.
I was, oh, fuck, I didn't think about that.
Despite the fact it's the least suspicious position.
Yeah.
Did you make a lot of like alliances, like in coalitions is what we call it, with when you share information from others?
No, because you can't trust anybody, but you do some talks. It's normal, like you try to get some information about anyone and you have to give some and take some, but never like, hi, I know who it is, you know who it is, let's form an alliance. No. Maybe you should have.
But well, you won anyway.
Yeah, you won. No harm, no foul.
But should have, yeah. He was, Sen was just a very strong mold this season, and I really think he was the right one. With the doublers, he was like very fearless, and he molded every single game. So, he did what had to be done, and I'm proud of him.
It's been a very fun season.
Yeah, thanks.
We've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, great to hear.
How was off screen? How was it to hang out with Papa Bear Joe DaCosta?
Yeah, he's the godfather, so
the godpapa.
Papa.
Papasta Bear is what he was also nicknamed.
He's such an icon in this in this game, so it was very cool to like drink something with him and just hang around.
He is one of the few people in the world who is tolerant of our bullshit. Far more than he should be at times.
It's so nice to see. He's so fucking proud of this show.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is his child, not his baby, because the really father of the show was here.
Yeah, we met
him.
He could have been Romelu Lukaku for all I knew, because that's about it.
He really is the father, one of the fathers. But she was just such so proud about this show, and he really helps you and makes you feel at ease, and he's great.
I don't have anything else.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming.
So much.
It's currently 25-7, and Saunders is somewhere in this crowd that you can probably hear around me. I have no fucking clue where he is. He stayed out here while I went to the press room. But yeah, I've no bleeding clue where he's hiding in this crowd. It's very busy. I was saying this to Jill earlier, like, coming to these finales is the closest that we get to being him, I guess, in that it's the only time that we know more than literally everyone around us, which is kind of baffling. And I think Saunders is chatting up old candidates. I can see him. I'm going to head down to him. I'll probably see you in a minute. It looks like basically he's stuck. Right now it's a conversation between Ruben from Arizona and Philippe from Germany. And they're all about to go with the red carpet, which is hilarious. He's kind of been kettled, which is a delight. But yeah, I'm still not over being wrong. I'll take a picture of him in a minute for you guys. It is just fun for me at this point to see Saunders enjoying his first finale in 5 years officially, and he's just seen that I'm talking about him. He doesn't know what I'm going to say, and you won't know until this episode comes out, but yeah, it's just kind of hilarious for me seeing him trapped on the other side. I'm not sure whether he got to talk to Annalise or not. I'm presuming that was the reason he went over there, but I got a lot of weird looks when I brought a recorder out of my pocket about 5 minutes ago. I was walking down the stairs and I got a big fuck off Nikon camera, not telling you what model, and the recorder. And now I'm getting funny looks again. So it's now 11:15, and this is the end. Did you enjoy the finale, Saunders?
Yes, because I was right.
Again. For the third time. Again.
3-3? I think I have to stay home from now on because I don't want to mess up the streak.
Yeah.
I don't want to get like Undertaker at WrestleMania and eventually lose to Brock Lesnar. I don't want that to happen.
I mean, I don't want to say that it's deliberate, but the heavens did open when it was proven you were right again. Like, it yes. was beautiful weather all weekend, and now it's just absolutely peed it down, and it's all your fault.
I know. My clothes are still absolutely soaked.
It's disgusting. It was not meant to rain this weekend in Antwerp, and it has surprised us. Yeah. 3 for 3 on Antwerp being disgusting as well in terms of weather.
Yeah, it's a victory when it's nice weather for 90% of the day here.
Yeah.
I remember last time, the only other time I've been here 5 years ago, it wasn't raining, but it was absolutely freezing.
Yeah.
I remember just being cold, even with my hoodie on and everything. I was thinking, I can't imagine being any further north in Europe than this in the middle of May.
And then you went further north.
And then I went further north eventually.
I was saying to you on the way back, I've kind of got to come again next year just to see if I can go 5 for 5 of being wrong.
Yeah. And then just always have Papa Bear, Jill Acosta laugh at you every single time you come to a finale.
I'm just used to it at this point, let's be honest. So.
You got him to bleat like a goat?
Yeah, I mean, nobody else knows
and
about
Bernard,
that yet.
Bernard also bleated.
I mean, that isn't the best Shield clip that we're going to have, I'll be honest.
And I had a conversation with Van Buhl.
You did?
Outside of the bathroom.
Yeah, Logan was spying on the bathroom as is his wont.
Because he was being Bernard's handler.
Yeah.
And so Bernard had to use the bathroom. So then it was all me and Bernard were the only two people in the bathroom. So it was. So we had a brief conversation in the bathroom.
Yeah,
and then
can I find out this was
waiting outside.
This was after we'd already talked to Bernard.
Yeah.
The irony is, of course, you came into this weekend going, I really want to make Van Bulls a euphemism for testicles this weekend. Yeah. And now, you know, the stars have aligned.
Yeah. Now he's, I think, I like Secret Service Van Bull a bit more. Because now he's, I didn't realize just how much he's with the contestants now saying, no, it's time to go here, it's time to go there, just shuffling them along.
He's the contestant producer now, basically.
Yeah, I thought it'd be more. Like more of a consultation process, but here it's more like, no, you have to come with me now to this spot. Now we have to go here. It's it feels like he's the Secret Service.
Yeah.
Secret Service Van Bull.
I suppose there's only one way to end, which is to say thank you to Papa Bear, obviously, or one of his many other names, and Isabel and everyone at Playfair for inviting us again, despite their better judgment.
Yeah, we got past the parking lot.
Yeah.
That's a victory right there.
Despite Jill threatening us again.
I think I ate like 10 sandwiches, 2 cups of tiramisu. I ate a lot of food in that press room.
Yeah, she did.
Except that I didn't get a cupcake, though.
No.
I didn't. Jill, if you're listening, I didn't get a cupcake.
We need 2 follow-ups from... Well, we need 3 follow-ups from Jill. One is to find out what the alternate task for the hand actions was, because he didn't tell us in the end. 2 is you want a cupcake, and 3 is, most importantly, we want our wooden things next year.
Oh, the freebies.
Yeah.
More freebies. Yeah. Well, just say, I still got my wristband. You want this wristband?
No, I want... he promised us Rice Tellingen. I'm determined to...
The doubler? Now he has to make up for it with the doubler?
Yeah, he's got to give us 2 now, but he promised us, and I'm holding him to his promise at this point.
3? 4 doublers?
So yeah, thank you to everyone involved in getting us here. I've got to go to bed. I'm sneaking out of the hotel room in like 6 hours at this point.